a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Darren, I know we kind of did our summer concert run-through of all the tours that are coming along, and I predicted that you would go see ELO.
Well, I had already mentioned that I was going.
Wasn't that just like...
I got the tickets like back in November.
So a particularly astute prediction on my part.
See how I picked up on that?
What about Beach Boys coming back to town? Are you going to go see Beach Boys?
Are they coming back to town?
Yeah, August 26th. Is this the first you're hearing of it?
It is.
Yeah, tickets go on sale tomorrow.
This would be like the Brian Wilson-less Beach Boys, right?
Yeah.
I'll probably pass.
Yeah, it's a big pass for me, too, without Brian Wilson. Well, what would be the point?
What's the point?
Frankly, without Dennis Wilson.
Well,
I'm not as interested because...
Hello there!
You used to always swoon over him, I know.
You know, for me, Dennis is the Beach Boys. I call him? I call him Dennis and the Boys. That's what I call the Beach Boys. That's when I drown in a pool, right?
No, he drowned in the ocean.
Which one drowned in a pool? I'm thinking of Brian Jones.
You're thinking of Brian Jones.
Yeah, you know what I call the Stones? Brian and the Boys.
Brian and the Boys.
There are lame FM DJs who will call the Stones Mick and the Boys. I know I've heard that 100 times.
Oh, I'm sure you probably have.
Hey, it's a 2 for Tuesday coming up. We got a double shot from Mick and the Boys. We'll open up with this one from Dirty Work, their best album. Can I say this? I don't hate their version of the Harlem Shuffle.
No, why would you?
I don't hate it.
Uh-huh.
You know? Would I put it in my top 100 Stone songs? I would not.
When will that countdown take place? Over
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
On Nacho Radio. Dave
Mick and the Boys.
Dave and Mick and the Boys.
The top 100.
Coming in at number 100.
Dirty Work.
Satisfaction.
Oh, really?
For me, it's a little... I don't care for...
A little overdone?
Yeah, a little much. A little too fuzzy.
Hello there!
Welcome, everyone, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I said that already, right?
Yeah, but...
PPG floating the idea of giving Blagojevich a pardon. You know, I can't wait for him to get out. I got so much to catch up on with him.
And Martha Stewart as well, right?
Yes.
Now, can you turn down a pardon?
Well, I don't
Has anyone ever done that? Anyone said, keep it. I'm doing okay. I've got my shows back and everything.
See, I'm hanging
with Snoop Dogg.
She's out of prison, so, like,
yes.
What does a pardon do for her?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose she can't vote.
Martha Stewart can't vote?
Can she vote?
Like, if you're convicted of a felony, you don't get to vote ever again?
I don't know. I'm just asking. If you're convicted of a felony, can you vote? I would think maybe you can't.
Okay, so she can vote. Big whoop. I have a feeling she gets whatever she wants anyway. She's Martha Stewart.
That's what I'm saying. I can see where she could kind of... She's in a position where she could kind of say, keep it. It's not worth the headache. I don't know.
Ex-felons, are they allowed to vote? I mean, you've got a felony conviction.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get we wouldn't let you vote if you're in prison. But once you're out of prison, we don't
Once you've served your time, can you vote?
Well, that seems...
I mean, you're still... I mean, you're I guess you're an ex-felon. Or you're still a felon, really. Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. That seems like something we should know. That seems like a thing grown-ups would know.
It does,
but
doesn't
it? I'll be honest with you, I don't hang out with a lot of felons. Like this
Or
is
a lot of grown-ups.
Not a lot of... Right. This isn't something that really...
Do you hang out with any felons?
To the best of my knowledge, I don't. No one's ever shared with me that they've been convicted of a
felony. Can I share something with you? I'm going to say it out of the corner of my mouth so everyone can still hear it. I'm a felon. I was a felon. What do you mean you were a felon? I'm a felon.
Individuals convicted of a felony are ineligible to vote while incarcerated, on parole, or on probation. Voting rights are automatically restored 2 years after completion of all supervised...
2 years. So there is a little release. Limbo period.
Yeah. So what does she need? What does she need a pardon for?
Yeah, so then now what would she get out of it?
And frankly, I'd be like, you're not giving me a pardon. I did a hard time.
Right. I already did it. I served it.
Oh, are you wiping it off my record? Give me those years back.
I want those 5 months back.
I'd get commuting a sentence where you get bounced out of jail.
Yes.
That
yes.
I dig.
No, I understand
I dig,
that.
I dig that the
You're
going
to let me out early.
Right.
Okay, I
right.
get it.
Hey, everybody.
But I already took care of this. What
right.
do I need this for?
Yeah, no, this just seems like a lot of damn aggravation for nothing. If I'm being honest, you know what? I think I'm with you. You can keep
now.
Your
I'm
going
to get. If you excuse me, I'm going to get back to this gazpacho.
I'm busy making.
I'm using watermelon and mint.
Right. I'm making a centerpiece, and for some reason, I don't know why this is, but all my centerpieces, you can make a shiv out of them. It's like I never really left the big house.
Once you're in, you're in.
You know, I might have walked out of the brick prison, but in my mind,
the brick prison didn't walk out of me.
I'm still in Saigon, if you dig my drift, man. Well, that is interesting. I can see why.
Whereas I can see where he would like, go ahead.
Oh no, he's all about
it. Yeah.
Let go ahead and give me that. Get me the hell out of this, because he's exhausted all appeals. He's in a federal pen, I think, in Colorado somewhere.
Mm, sounds nice.
I know his wife was basically begging Trump to get him out of prison. And I thought, I don't know how likely that is. But now he's floating around the idea. Maybe that's something he'll do. We do have a follow-up to a story. We brought you here first on Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I always like it when the news congratulates itself. But you heard it here first. There has been an arrest in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. They caught whoever it was that was clogging all the toilets up there. I can now tell you that...
Who was it?
There is some resolution. 33-year-old Sheboygan man has been arrested. The police believe he has been responsible for numerous incidences of damage to property there at the community center. Between April of 2017 and March of this year, there were multiple reports involving a toilet being clogged with a plastic soda bottle. These incidents caused damage and incurred costs to remove the clog at the public restroom. The 33-year-old man has been referred to the Sheboygan County District Attorney's Office for charges.
Now, he's saying that he didn't... Okay, I'll admit to plugging a couple of these. I didn't plug them all. He's taking the old, I shot the sheriff, but did not shoot the deputy defense.
The suspect was identified by a tip provided by a citizen. Somebody narked out the guy who was flushing the toilet.
Follow the plastic bottle.
I bet that feels good.
You gotta realize these aren't very smart guys.
Oh yeah, dear. I'm something of a public toilet narc, dear. Yeah, hey, dear. All right. Well, we've got
who benefits? Who had access?
Motive, materials, access.
You're meeting Donald Sutherland on a bench somewhere.
Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
The top five things. The podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Remember this. It's a great way to cool down with one of your favorite iced lattes. Hello. Any of your favorite hot lattes can be served iced, so do that. Also, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Now, if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks with two stores opening in June. As a matter of fact, the one that is just south of Milan on Route 67, that is opening tomorrow. And I have...
You're kidding me.
I have... It's June 1st tomorrow, and I have that they will be open for the first couple weeks, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. So you can do that. And then... in just a matter of...
It's a nice eight-hour window I can go and purchase my fireworks.
Absolutely. And then on June 13th, their Milan, or the Davenport store, will be opening at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds on June 13th. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. That's where you're going to find weekly specials available on the website and on the Facebook page, as well as checking out all their products at the product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. How about a chicken cheesesteak? Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. You can get one today. And deliveries available. Order online at order.capriottis.com. And please mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one. Number one today on the top five things. By the way, an important anniversary today. Remind me when we're done.
May 31st.
Yes, it was something happened 11 years ago today that changed our trajectory. I'll fill you in on that in the top five things.
You mean personally or collectively?
Why don't you stay tuned? I'd like you to keep listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I gotta drive up the time spent listening on this to drive up my cue.
Look at that.
Number one in the top five things, a new health food trend that's taking over, and they think this could be big. Cockroach milk.
Boy, that seems like a lot of work.
Well, yeah.
Just to get like a thimble's worth.
They're saying, well, but, you know, you can get a lot of cockroaches.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like a cow that takes up a lot of space. You could have, like, a bajillion cockroaches in, you know, like a couple of boxes.
Yeah, but the idea of, like, tracking them all down.
Scientists say they've discovered the next superfood that's perfect for people that are looking for a non-dairy alternative. The insect dairy industry is taking off.
If you can't have dairy, just give up.
Well, that's
just move on. It's just like, you know what? Maybe I don't need milk.
I'm glad someone finally says it.
Maybe I don't need it.
Yeah. Why don't you drink milk from almonds?
Because we are the
almonds.
We're the only. How in the hell are you going to get milk out of an almond?
Right?
Almond flavored milk? Is that what you're talking about? No, we actually get milk out of almonds.
Milk in a.
How in the hell does that happen?
Milk in a traveling band? That doesn't make any sense.
Because we are the only...
I'll eat a peach before I milk an almond. That's
we're the only mature animal that drinks milk, right?
How are these Almond Brothers just going over? What do you mean? That drinks milk that isn't designed for us?
That all other mammals, that basically they drink it as a child.
I see what you're saying. So like a four-year-old cat doesn't go to its mom and have some milk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, at some point animals wean. Every other mammal drinks milk and then is weaned from it and doesn't have it again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's not like a giraffe's like, you know what I can go for?
A bowl of cereal.
A big glass of milk. From a giraffe. I'm not
if
a weirdo.
You're struggling,
I'm not a weirdo. I'm not going to drink milk from a different species.
If you're struggling that much with dairy milk,
maybe
you just give up on that.
Well, and I always thought that cats liked milk from the cartoons growing up. But it turns out cow's milk makes cats super sick. Like diarrhea sick. All
really?
Over yeah, that's what I...
Diarrhea sick?
That's what I've been told. That if you give a cat a cow's milk, it ends badly. And in a hurry.
Diarrhea. And I tell you what.
Yeah.
These poor cats are hurting.
we need to give these cats...
We need to do what we used to do.
In the 70s.
And stop giving these cats cow milk.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah, according to this study published in the Journal of the International Union of Crystallography.
I wonder how many people listen to this podcast just to find out how little we know.
They say that scientists have found the Pacific beetle cockroach of Hawaii possesses nutrients...
You mean the rocky shore of Hawaii?
From
or
the sandy
beach.
Yes.
Is Hawaii still blowing up?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know if you saw this. Did we talk about this yesterday on this show, or I might have talked about it on the other thing that
the
I do?
Big Island.
People were wondering if it would be a good idea to take marshmallows over to the lava and roast marshmallows over the lava. And the government has had to tell people,
don't do that. There might be like gases or something.
Well, there is gas. Yeah. You'll die from...
you're going to have a toxic marshmallow
right,
at that point.
You're either going to have the extreme
and
heat...
How long does your stick have to be?
There's that, too.
And wouldn't it melt the stick? Or not melt the stick, but burn the stick.
Instantly.
You would think, because it's hot.
Yes. It's lava. Yes. Anyway, this Hawaiian Pacific beetle cockroach, they say that it possesses nutrient-filled milk crystals, which they use to feed their young. A single crystal is estimated to contain more than 3 times the energy of an equivalent mass of dairy milk. So they'll milk these cockroaches, and you'll get super energy from it. It's like a superfood.
Wonder how many people only use lava. Like, they've got...
To cook?
No. No, the soap.
Oh. Like, you go to the bathroom and they use lava?
Yeah, in the shower, lava. Like, it's some, you know, it's like some maybe some crusty old mechanic.
Yeah.
Lives by himself. He's got lava in the shower.
He brings it home from work so he doesn't have to pay for soap. I get what you're saying.
Well, I'm not calling the man a thief.
Oh, I am.
I'm just and wondering.
You know what? And I'll tell you this. I'll say right to your face.
Crook.
Ted.
Number two.
Right now there's a mechanic named Ted listening to the podcast going,
hey!
Whoa, that
got pretty close to home.
Well, cancel my patron membership then.
Take that.
Son of a bitch.
Ass.
I was stealing money to afford listening to your stupid show. Jerk.
You get nothing. Is there going to be a Ted 3?
No. There's not. Number two, a kid...
Because you kind of look like Ted.
With my beard now?
Yeah, you look a little bit like Ted.
I'm going to do this. I just kind of... That's something
else. You kind of look like Ted.
Thanks, I'll take it. Independence, Missouri. Teenager thought it'd be hilarious.
Sing some Hootie of the Blowfish for me.
Why, do I look like Hootie?
No, like Ted. He sang it in that movie.
I'm not familiar.
This is how we all sang in the 90s, that bit?
That's got to be Ted 2.
Ted 1. Right?
Yeah,
the original Ted.
I saw the original Ted in the theater and never saw it again.
Hmm.
I gotta apologize.
I'm here on business.
I do like that bit. That's really all I remember from that movie is when he farts in the restaurant and the guy says, we're here on business. Other than that, I don't have much use for the movie Ted. Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I
don't know what direction anything was going.
I don't even
know what the topic was. What's the topic?
What were we just talking about? Number two, we did the cockroach milk, right? Oh, right. Number two is this. So this kid's in Missouri, and he thinks it'd be hilarious as a prank to sell his high school on Craigslist.
Did you really just fart?
Yeah, but I pushed it that way with my hand.
I wonder who's going to hit first.
Mm-hmm. So if I told him once, I told him a million times. These numbers do not add up.
Who did this to us? God damn it, I'm here on business!
Oh. That's right. Who did this?
That's the best. The fact that we're here on business means we're better than the rest of you.
This is not a leisure.
I'm not here having fun for dinner.
Uh-uh.
I'm here on business, and you're going to throw a fart in my mouth?
Launch a fart in my direction?
That's pretty great. So this Missouri teenager thought it'd be hilarious to put his high school up for sale on Craigslist. Kylan Sheely admitted to putting the ad on Craigslist, offering up Truman High School there in Independence, Missouri, for the bargain price of $12,725.
Any takers?
Well, I don't know if anyone took him up on it. The ad looks very convincing. Well, they found out that he did it, and they've suspended him from school, and he will
I thought,
not.
I thought he was a graduate.
Yeah, well, he was going to graduate, but now he doesn't get to go to the ceremony.
Well, maybe he wanted to get out of it.
The ad includes a listing of amenities that come with the school, like a new athletic field, plenty of parking, and a bigger than normal dining room. You know, this would be a fun prank. They're saying no, you don't get to go to graduation. Now,
good.
Now the ACLU of Missouri is filing a lawsuit against the school district, saying that you're punishing him too hard, and this was free speech what he did. You're violating the young man's free speech.
There are limits.
Frankly, not having to go to your high school graduation, I think you're right. That's a plus. That's time you have to do whatever you want to do with.
Looking back, I would have sat it out.
I have no memory of my high school graduation.
Well,
none.
There you go.
Zero memory of it. And I loved high school. no memory of graduation.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have barely any memory of my college graduation.
Well, there you go.
What's the point? Let's move on to the next thing here. We're all gonna.
Do I really have to wear this?
It's like Jerry Lewis once told me. Tell the audience you're going to do something.
Uh-huh.
Do it, and then tell the audience it has been done.
Number three.
Well, maybe that's what graduation is. They're telling you it's been done.
That's all graduation is. It's everyone getting together and going, "Hey, everybody, you went to school here, and now you're no longer.
And
welcome.
Now you must leave.
And now,
please.
Now you'll just be getting
the checks cleared. Please leave.
Now you'll be getting pamphlets from us every 6 weeks asking you for money,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of crazy because you already gave us a lot of money to be here. Michael Rotondo, does that name ring a bell?
No.
That's that 30-year-old in New York whose parents had to go to court to kick him out of the house.
How's he doing?
Well, he's got till
a weekend.
He's got till noon tomorrow to get his stuff out of the house.
Noon on Friday.
Noon tomorrow to get everything out.
High noon on June 1st, huh?
He started moving some of his stuff out yesterday.
I guess I'll start moving some stuff.
He moved some of his things into a storage unit yesterday, but he plans on staying until the very last minute. Court order filed by the Supreme Court Justice Donald Greenwood says he's got to vacate the residence on or before the first day of June at noon.
How long do you think he just sits in the car out in front of the house?
What if he, like, I can imagine mom and dad, like, tomorrow night they're having their first dinner in the house without him, and he's just, like, in the window looking.
Right. He's just sitting in the car. I'm just going to sleep in here. In the street. You don't own this.
Sleeping in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Number four.
This isn't yours.
You don't own this. You're 30.
You don't own the street.
All right, now there's this story of a 20-year-old hockey player.
What I would not do if I was that mom?
Yeah.
Is bake a blueberry pie and put it on the windowsill.
Well, I mean, it's not Yogi Bear. I mean, it's a 30-year-old millennial that doesn't want to get his own place.
I'm just saying I wouldn't do it. Unless you're kind of cruel and you're going to keep an eye on that pie.
Well, that would be great if she did bake a pie and he came floating in the air like in the cartoons.
Because he smells it?
Right. Like, he doesn't even realize he's back in the house. Just...
Oh, that's fanciful, isn't it?
20-year-old hockey player I want to tell you about after Darren tells you more about the great people making this Dave and Darren podcast possible.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste the Capriati's difference.
I can't stop picturing this dummy floating.
Is that blueberry pie?
No, nose first.
He had the window in the car down, and he just kind of floats out of the car.
I know I'm not supposed to be here, but
I can't resist that.
Can't say no.
Did you also make a big chicken pot pie? Dinner and dessert? Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Capriati's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub, your choice of a small chip or coleslaw and cookie. Don't forget their soups as well. They're delicious soups. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. You can reach out to the podcast anytime, not just when it's going on. If you'd like to reach out, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, all of their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they'll replace it. Nobody else does that. The other guys pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family owned and operated and they live locally. Again, the store just outside of Milan, south of Milan on Route 67, that opens tomorrow. They'll be open from 11 till 7. And then the Davenport store located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds opens on June 13th. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two locations, one in Davenport and one in Milan.
Yeah, there's a text here that says, it's from Clershen, who says, just saying, and I mean this as a compliment, Dave would make a great Ted, or maybe Ted's brother, who is a beer head instead of a pothead. LOL. Because the teddy bear smokes a lot of dope in those movies, right? So I would be like,
so
his
you're
brother.
Not Ted, you're Ted's brother? You're a bear?
Yeah, but the Ted brother? Is a teddy bear. I'm a human being. I would be Marky Mark's brother.
Yeah, but you don't look like Marky Mark. You look like Ted.
Well, I like to think I look more like Marky Mark than Ted.
You don't. It's too bad.
It's kind of hurtful.
It's not. Why is it hurtful? You
know, Ted's loud and clear. I need to start working out.
Ted's a very nice looking teddy bear.
All right, loud and clear. I got to start doing some sit-ups in the morning. I got you.
I'm just talking about your face.
Carson Meyer is a 20-year-old hockey player. This kid is in his sophomore season at Miami University there in Ohio, right?
Oh, okay.
He is a prospect for the Columbus Blue Jackets in the NHL.
Mm-hmm. Right? Stanley Cup going on now, right?
Sure is. Tied at a game apiece.
A game apiece.
Yes.
But Las Vegas could do something that no professional sports team has ever done, right?
Winning a championship in their...
First year?
In their expansion
Take year? That! Take that, everybody!
Well, hang on. Like, the very first year of any league, someone had to win it the first year. I mean...
You mean like the very first time they played football?
I was just saying, like,
yeah,
you know, everybody has.
I suppose that's
like,
true.
The very first season ended in a championship of every major sport, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. The very first year of the NBA, somebody,
right?
Yeah, good point.
But for an established league to have an expansion team win in its first year,
right? I think the St. Louis Blues made it to the Stanley Cup their very first year of existence.
No kidding.
Didn't win.
Obviously not.
But made it.
I like that a lot.
But I could be making that up.
Someone was telling me, you know, the Mallards are doing a name the team contest.
Because they can't be the Mallards.
No. They are not legally allowed to be the Mallards. So somebody said, what do you think about this? You'll dig it the most. I'm like, what's that? They go, Quad City Brews. You know, like the St. Louis Blues?
But Brews.
But it's just beer. I'm like, I dig that the most.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be great. I think you know my opinion on that.
Weren't they going to be the Quad City Cubes? Wasn't that one of the original names?
Are you joking?
No.
Cubes.
Like an ice cube.
Wow. That's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
Is it?
Before they were the Mallards?
Didn't they have some sort of contest? They had a contest to name the Mallards.
Did they originally?
Yes.
Because that was like before the internet existed.
And I think one of the finalists... Along with Mallards, was the Quad City Cubes.
Wow, that is blowing my mind if that's accurate. This is the kind of dumb thing you say that I think is impossible, and then I go and I find out it's true.
That's right.
Like, my head tells me not to believe this,
but
my gut says he's been right about this kind of stuff every single time.
Well, look it up if you can.
So this kid Carson Meyer, he's got the world by the balls.
By the cubes.
Yeah. He's a prospect for the Blue Jackets. He's going to the Miami University there in Oxford.
And it's Cubes with a Q-U-B-E-S. Quad City Cubes.
Oh, that's even stupider.
Just saying. There was a time and place.
Oh, what if
that was considered.
Wow. Like Rubik's Cubes or...
But we're spelling it with Q-U.
Ice cubes.
Yes, ice cubes.
Like you would put in your drink.
Yes.
That is the... Boy, the fact that we didn't pick that stupid name confounds me. Mm. That seems like... That's such a Quad City thing to do.
Didn't happen.
Quad City cubes. Wow.
Do I have that wrong? Does anyone remember that?
Back him up, if you will, people. Anyway, this kid is having problems. He starts struggling during his season.
Uh-huh.
More penalties, fewer goals.
Yeah,
everything's going the wrong way.
Not working out.
Outside of hockey, he's having medical problems left and right. He's losing weight. He's always tired. He's lost his appetite. Doctors can't figure out what the hell's wrong with this kid. Then he sat on the toilet and took a giant dump.
A big old cube.
No, 25-inch orange tapeworm.
Mm. Well, that's cheating.
He says, I was going to the bathroom just like normal, and it came out. He says when he got up...
Did it hiss at him?
He says when he got up and saw this thing in the bowl, he almost fainted.
I bet.
And you know what?
It's a good thing you don't faint face first into the bowl with the worm.
See, that's a detail I think a lot of people would leave out, but that is a very real reaction.
Sure it
is.
If
you take a dump and you see a 25-inch orange worm slithering around that just came out of your butt...
Why wouldn't you almost faint?
I mean, passing a 25-inch worm, even if that thing was in a hurry to get out of you, the feeling would be not unlike the gentleman in India with the shower head in his butt.
Is this feeling something real?
Is this feeling...
You'd get up and walk around and you'd have a tail.
He said... He discharged the tapeworm. He nearly fainted. As it lay in the toilet...
Was it dead?
Its head, neck, and segments were all there.
So it was dead.
It must have died, right?
Yeah.
He says, I FaceTimed my mom and was like, what the hell is this thing? So he's got his mom on the phone. Look at the turn
gonna make
I took,
her,
mom.
Gonna make her pass out.
Yeah. He says, I was freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. His mom said, calm down. Why don't you show that to your athletic trainer?
What's the athletic trainer going to know about it? You need a priest.
She said, Mom says, this is why everything has been the way it's been, Carson. This was it. I guess there are 6 different types of tapeworms that can infect people.
Great, I got that to worry about.
And tapeworms can also produce other tapeworms while they're inside you. Symptoms include nausea, fatigue, abdominal pain. It can cause major complications like blocking the intestine.
Wonder if there's any place called the Tapeworm Tap Room.
It's not a bad idea.
It's better than Quad City Cubes?
He got it from eating undercooked fish, it turns out. This thing was inside him for a full year.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he went to the doctors, got checked out, and everything's going to be fine now. Although he is leaving the University of Miami in Ohio because he's like, these doctors couldn't figure out I had a tapeworm?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's pretty evident that was what was going on. So, yeah, he's saying, you know, the fact that these idiots that I was going to couldn't diagnose it was a tapeworm.
Gonna move on
elsewhere. I'm out of here. But, yeah, I just love the fact that he passes a 25-inch worm, looks at it, and almost passes out in the bathroom. I think that's marvelous.
Five.
Number five.
I would
think
like
it's
to
a natural reaction.
Yes, but good for him for sharing that part. Because, you know, hockey players, by and large, are a tougher breed than we are.
That's true.
I mean, I've seen them numerous times get their teeth knocked out. When I got my tooth knocked out, I wouldn't shut up about that for weeks. They'll play their next shift.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't go to work the day after
I forgot that happened.
When I fell and knocked my teeth out.
Oh, boy.
I didn't go to work the next day.
Yeah.
I think I might have taken 2 days off as a result of that. If I were a hockey player, I'd have been like, you know...
Get out there and
put
play.
Put some gauze in there and make it happen.
Come on, Bobby Clark.
Finally, number five, Sears announcing they're closing 72 more stores. They've identified 100 stores that are no longer
making
money.
So if you need to load up on tough skins, now is the time to do so.
I guess they're going to sell the Kenmore brand because they're hemorrhaging money. They have now had 26 straight quarters where they've lost money. There used to be... let's see. Well, there's the Sears on Avenue of the Cities, but that's got signs in front of it saying that they're closing. The Sears Hometown store.
Okay.
The one at South Park closed, I think, 5 years ago.
All right.
So really all we have
I
here
don't
locally
have a Sears?
Is... There's North Park still
North
has a
Park
Sears.
North Park has one, okay.
Although I'll have to check the list and see if North Park's on that list. I've been looking today and I haven't seen that, but those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. Give them a call at 563-359-8500. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. And what will happen is you'll get a medium sub and they'll only charge you for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks. Opening their store tomorrow, the one that is located just south of Milan on Route 67. They'll be open from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. With expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th of July. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. And then the Davenport store is going to be opening on June 13th. Why drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Again, check out their product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Weekly specials are available on the website and on their Facebook page.
Uncle Norm's has the best selection. That's where I get all my fireworks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the great thing about being Uncle Norm's is they're not a retail store like other retail stores. Like, when you go to an Uncle Norm's, there aren't... Well, now I bet they'll correct me. I could be wrong. But I would assume that when you're working at Uncle Norm's, people are there because they want to buy fireworks. There's not a lot of people just walking around going... No, I'm just browsing today.
No, probably not.
No, I'm just looking around.
I would tend to think that most people that go to Uncle Norm's probably leave there with some fireworks.
I imagine, of course, there are a couple of...
There are exceptions. There are weirdos.
Yeah, people that just are looking to get out of
creeps.
Their home have been told they have to leave their home for a couple of hours.
And I'm going to go kick around for a while.
I just like watching folks buy fireworks. Just browsing. And it's not like every other store where I read this today where last year alone... Is it 5,000? No, 50,000. Some ridiculous amount of stores closed last year. Mm-hmm. 2,500 stores have closed, retail locations mm-hmm. have closed just since the beginning of this year.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like people can go to Uncle Norm's and look up fireworks on Amazon using the Not Show Radio link, because you can't get your fireworks from Amazon.
Okay.
I was just saying, like, they don't have a lot of the problems that, like, a Sears has.
Well, no, they haven't had 26 quarters in a row where they lost money.
You see what I'm saying?
They would have had the good sense at that point to close shop.
Like, if I would have told you 20 years ago, where would you rather invest your money? Mm. Sears or Uncle Norm's fireworks?
Well, tell me more. How many years ago was this?
20 years ago.
Okay.
Before the retail apocalypse fell upon us. You know, I'm just saying, good for you, Uncle Norm's, by and large.
Okay. And again, they open... Tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Mylan store.
Remind me to get ladybugs. That's what the boy really likes, the ladybugs.
Good.
And I do, too. They're the best. They sparkle like crazy. They spin around and they shoot up like a son of a gun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's the greatest way to pay tribute to the greatest nation on earth.
Mm-hmm. Obama!
Woman is in trouble. She stole someone's identity and copied their resume on LinkedIn to get a six-figure job.
Nice.
You know, it never occurred to me that you could do that. You've got your resume posted on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Someone could just take that, copy it, paste it, present it as their... A
lot easier.
Right?
Yeah. Why do all the work?
This woman in Louisiana convicted of stealing another woman's identity to get a six-figure job as a human resource manager. She's been sentenced to 10 years in prison for doing this.
Oh, that's rough.
41-year-old Cindy White... is going to be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. Jury found her guilty of identity of over $1,000 after hearing at the trial that she took someone's resume, some unsuspecting woman with a similar name, took it from that networking site LinkedIn.
Couldn't you just use your own name?
Well, she changed her name, I guess. Well, that's a good
point. You want to use your own name. You don't want to use that person's name.
The credentials on the resume include a bachelor's degree from Tulane.
Nice.
And a master's...
Green wave.
A master's degree from Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
Huh. Very impressive.
Helped her get a job as a human resources manager at the Covington, Louisiana office of Diversified Foods and Seasonings.
Can you speak Hebrew? See.
Her salary was $95,000 a year. She was promoted in 5 months and became senior human resources director.
Doing a good job.
Well, see, now this is the point I want to make. So she handed in someone else's resume, said, this is me.
Yeah.
They gave her the job.
They were happy with the work she was doing.
A $95,000 salary.
Yes.
She was there for 5 years and they promoted her being in charge of the whole thing.
Don't you look the other way at that point? Who cares where you came about?
See, that would be my argument.
What difference does it make?
It's not like...
You're going to jail for 10 years?
20 years. Possible 20.
20?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
They're saying between October and May, she fraudulently collected $56,000 in salary.
What do you mean fraudulently?
Yeah.
She was doing the work. She was showing up every day doing the work.
Well, we hired you under false pretenses.
Who cares?
Their argument is. Right?
What difference does it make? I've proven I can do the job.
Right?
Yeah.
That's This one confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like...
I got my foot in the door.
They promoted her to be in charge of the whole...
You did that. I didn't.
Right. Right. I would argue, you know what? The $95,000 job I had no business doing, but clearly the six-figure salary...
is something that I'm capable of doing.
I would argue uniquely qualified, Your Honor.
Your Eminence.
Wow. Well, they could. I guess people could just take your LinkedIn identity and pass it off as their own.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck with mine.
Good luck.
Took me 3.5 years to find a work. We have one last story here, Darren. And this one, I can't believe you weren't on this flight for a myriad of reasons.
I haven't been on any flight in a while.
Flight from San Francisco to L.A. made an unexpected landing in San Jose. San Francisco to L.A.
That can't take long.
No, what is
What's
that?
What's the point?
An hour?
Is it even that long?
No, it's a lot farther than you think.
Okay.
I think it's like a five-hour car drive.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. Flight from San Francisco to L.A. had to make an unexpected landing in San Jose because somebody decided to get up during the flight and smoke pot in the bathroom.
Mm. Going to San Francisco.
Putting some flowers in my hair, man. Offending passenger was turned over to authorities upon landing. The other 32 people on board had to be placed on other aircraft. This guy lit up in the bathroom and set off the smoke alarm. Airline statement confirmed that the flight was diverted because a customer was allegedly smoking in the aft lavatory. Now
what is that club called? Now, that should be the Mile High Club.
That's a great point.
There's got to be... What's that club called, getting high on a plane?
What is it if you just get high in Denver? Because that's the Mile High City.
Uh-huh. No, I'm talking about being on a plane.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mile High Club should be that you got high on a plane.
Yeah.
Not having sex on a plane. That should be called, like, the...
I don't know.
The Sex in the Air Club or something. I don't know. You come up with a term for it. I don't know.
None of my business.
What do they call that when the military craft do it, where like they fuel in the air and he puts his nozzle in the thing and it kind of looks sex?
Yeah, like the beginning of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're
refueling.
Yeah, maybe that's more of a better term for it.
Docking? Is that called docking?
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You live in California, where you can smoke weed legally.
You can't wait? It's maybe a 45-minute flight.
You're going to ruin it for everybody acting this way. How long is the flight from L.A. to San Francisco? I bet it's no more than an hour.
You wouldn't think.
An hour and a half max. Hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. 80 minutes.
Yeah. You couldn't wait an hour and a half to toke up?
In the time it takes to watch Despicable Me.
We just watched it the other night.
About 80 minutes, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. That's going to do it for Dave and Darren's top five things.
We are back early next week.
Yes. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I've got a concert on Sunday I'm going to.
Oh, yeah? I thought you were done with concerts.
Oh, well, this one I couldn't say no to. It's
right. Oh, that's right.
Froggy Fresh. I think it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good for you.
I know.
What day?
It's Sunday.
A Sunday concert at 4 o'clock.
I think it's like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Is it also like, does it come with like an ice cream social?
We'll see.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you more about it on the next podcast.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot.
Wait a minute. What happened on May 31st?
It was 11 years ago today.
Uh-huh. These are the moments we'll remember?
Well, yeah. This was a story, a national story, and we play a big role in it, although we don't get any credit.
Mm.
Because we were the people that tipped them off that this was a national story.
Mm.
11 years ago today, downtown Portland, Oregon.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
Yeah, we did talk to her, didn't we?
Yeah, we it's, what's her name? Not Connie Francis.
Where the boys are.
I reached out to her today to say happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, She's no longer a reporter. She teaches journalism these days.
Okay.
But we were the ones that called her and were like,
"Hey, this is good. This
We got to know more about this Jonathan kid." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" We're like, "The kid that likes turtles." She's like, "Oh yeah, Like, where are you calling from?" We're like, "Iowa." Well, she goes, "How would someone in Iowa know about that?"
Well, it's national.
I'm like, "You might want to turn on the internet."
It's international.
Yeah, yeah. So we had her on the show, and yeah, we were the ones that let her know it was a big damn deal. So Jonathan is like 20 years old now.
Of course he is.
Because it was 11 years ago today that Jonathan said he liked turtles.
Of course he is. College student, probably.
Happy anniversary to Jonathan and the turtles.
You make a great zombie.
And
these zombies are hurting!
Till we get a chance to do it again. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.